Osho, Zarathustra, A God That Can Dance, Commentaries on Friedrich Nietzsche's Thus Spake Zarathustra, given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 2.
Beloved Book 1. Zarathustra went down the mountain alone, and no one met him. But when he entered the forest, an old man, who had left his holy hut to look for roots in the forest, suddenly stood before him. And the old man spoke thus to Zarathustra, "This wanderer is no stranger to me. He passed by here many years ago. He was called Zarathustra, but he has changed. Then you carried your ashes to the mountains. Will you today carry your fire into the valleys? Do you not fear an incendiary's punishment? Yes, I recognize Zarathustra. His eyes are clear, and no disgust lurks about his mouth. Does he not go along like a dancer? How changed Zarathustra is! Zarathustra has become a child, an awakened one. What do you want now with the sleepers? You lived in solitude as in the sea, and the sea bore you. Alas, do you want to go ashore? Alas, do you want again to drag your body yourself?" Zarathustra answered, "I love mankind." "Why," said the saint, "did I go into the forest and the desert? Was it not because I loved mankind all too much? Now I love God. Mankind I do not love. Man is too imperfect a thing for me. Love of mankind would destroy me." Zarathustra answered, "What did I say of love? I am bringing mankind a gift." "Give them nothing," said the saint. "Rather take something off them and bear it with them. That will please them best, if only it be pleasing to you. And if you want to give to them, give no more than an arm, and let them beg for that." "No," answered Zarathustra, "I give no alms. I am not poor enough for that." The saint laughed at Zarathustra and spoke thus, "See to it that they accept your treasures. They are mistrustful of hermits, and do not believe that we come to give. Our steps ring too lonely through their streets, and when at night they hear in their beds a man going by, long before the sun has risen, they probably ask themselves, 'Where is that thief going?' Do not go to men, but stay in the forest. Go, rather, to the animals. Why will you not be as I am, a bear among bears, a bird among birds?" "And what does the saint do in the forest?" asked Zarathustra. The saint answered, I make songs and sing them. And when I make songs, I laugh, weep, and mutter. Thus I praise God. With singing, weeping, laughing, and muttering, I praise the God who is my God. But what do you bring us as a gift? When Zarathustra heard these words, he saluted the saint and said, "What should I have to give you? But let me go quickly, that I may take nothing from you." And thus they parted from one another, the old man and Zarathustra, laughing as two boys laugh. But when Zarathustra was alone, he spoke this to his heart. Could it be possible? This old saint has not yet heard in his forest that God is dead.
The uniqueness about him is that he still loves mankind. There is no condemnation about the sleeping people, the blind people. There is tremendous compassion for them. He is going downwards because he loves life. He is not against life. And this small dialogue with an old saint who lives in the forest is very significant. It contains much which may not be apparent, but we will try to discover as deeply as possible. Zarathustra went down to the mountain alone, and no one met him. But when he entered the forest, an old man who had left his holy hut to look for roots in the forest suddenly stood before him, and the old man spoke thus to Zarathustra: "This wanderer is no stranger to me. He passed by here many years ago. He was called Zarathustra, but he has changed." The old saint could see the change, although it is the same man, but it is not the same energy. It is the same man, but it is a totally different individual. He has gone into the mountains as ignorant, and he is coming out of the mountains as the wisest man possible. He has gone asleep. He is coming back awakened. He has gone through a transformation. When he has gone to the mountains, he was just a mortal. And when he is coming out of the mountains, he has attained immortality. Now he is full of joy, full of peace. Showering blessings all around him. He is overflowing with love, with compassion. Then you carried your asses to the mountains. You were nothing but a car. And you had carried your asses to the mountains. Will you today carry your fire into the valleys? The transformation has been so radical. Instead of being asses, he is now fire. He has gone as darkness, now he is aflame. Do you not fear an incendiary punishment? This is significant to note. The old saint is saying, are you not afraid going back to the blind people with eyes? Going to the dead full of life? Going to the asleep, awakened? When you had come from them, you were one of them. Now you are totally different. Don't you think you are risking? They will punish you. They will not forgive you. Your blissfulness is too much. They will not be able to tolerate it. It is a strange fact we can tolerate people's misery. However deep it is, we have a certain enjoyment when others are miserable. Because when they are miserable, you are higher than them. And you can show sympathy. And you can rejoice in the fact that you are not so miserable. Hence, no miserable person has been ever crucified, ever poisoned, every stone to death. But to be blissful amongst the miserable people is dangerous. Because you are a height and they feel offended. You can see and they cannot. It is unbearable. They are dead and you are alive. You have to be punished. You have gone astray from the crowd. Are you not afraid of the punishment? Yes. I recognize Zarathustra. His eyes are clear and no disgust lurks in his mouth. Does he not go along like a dancer? The eyes are very symbolic. They are part of your body, but they are also windows of your soul. As your soul becomes silent, peaceful, joyous, your eyes attain a depth, a clarity, a purity, an innocence. They become so transparent that you can see into the very soul of the man. His eyes are clear and no disgust lurks in his mouth. If you look at people, they are disgusted with the whole life and you cannot blame them. What they have got, their whole life is nothing but a long drawn tragedy. It is sickness unto death. They go on breathing, they go on living, they go on hoping. But those hopes always remain hopes. Their dreams are never fulfilled. As they grow older, they see their hopes settling more and more. it is natural that they will be full of disgust with this whole business of life. They had never asked to be born. They have never asked that they should be given a heart which feels, which needs warmth, which needs love. They have never asked that they should be given a soul that longs for the ultimate heights of joy and ecstasy. They suddenly find themselves and all that has been given to them by existence remains unfulfilled. They are truly angry. One of the most significant novelists Fyodor Dostoevsky in his great novel Brothers Karamazov has one character who says, I have only one relationship with God, and that is that of disgust. I am angry. And if I can meet him, the only thing I am going to do is to give him the ticket back and ask him to find the way out of life. It is a cruel joke. You give us so many desires, so many longings, and there is no opportunity to fulfill them. There is not even any hope in the future. Everybody is born with great enthusiasm, and everybody dies just frustrated. The old saint says, now I don't see any disgust. No agony. Instead, I see ecstasy. Go along. Like a dancer, you had come to the mountains dragging yourself somehow. carrying your own corpse on your shoulders. And now, does he not go along like a dancer? The transformation has happened. The man has realized himself. The man has drunken from the sources of the divine. How changed Zarathustra is. Zarathustra has become a child. That is the greatest change in life. To be a child again. An awakened one. What do you want now with the sleepers? The question of the saint is the question of all the saints of the world, all the Buddhas, all the mystics, all the awakened ones. You have become a child. You are awakened. What do you want now with the sleepers? You are an absolute stranger to them. They will punish you. They may kill you. Your very presence will become a danger to their sleep, a danger to their misery, a danger to their blindness. You lived in solitude as in the sea, and the sea bore you. Alas, do you want to go ashore? Alas, do you want again to drag your body yourself? Have you forgotten the day you had come to the mountains? Do you want to be the same old self again? Why are you going downwards, leaving your sunlit peaks? You know in the valleys there is darkness alone. What is the purpose of your going? Zarathustra answers, I love mankind. In those three words is contained Zarathustra's whole philosophy. I love mankind. I love life. I have not renounced the world. I had not come to the mountains as an anti-life, escapist. I had come to the mountains to find myself, my aloneness, my freedom, my wisdom. I have found it. Now there is no need for me to remain on the heights. On the contrary, I am so full that I need people to share with. I want to share my love, I want to share my wisdom, I want to share my freedom. I am too much overloaded. I am overflowing. Why, said the saint, did I go into the forest and the desert? Was it not because I loved mankind all too much? The saint says, I have also gone into the mountains, into the forest, because I also loved mankind all too much, and that has become a slavery. And that has become a dependence. And that was bringing only misery to me and nothing else. But there is a difference. He loved mankind all too much when he was ignorant, when he himself was asleep. Zarathustra loves mankind when he is fully awake, when he is enlightened.